Back in 1938, when Thornton Wilder's Our Town premiered its simple telling of turn-of-the-century life in Grover's Corners, New Hampshire, earned the playwright a Pulitzer Prize. At that time, the play personified small-town American life. Today, the classic play is usually only performed in badly staged high school productions. Polished professional productions rarely occur. Our Town is an odd choice for musical theater-oriented Phoenix Theater, but they deliver a commendable production featuring many of our area's best performers. The cast creates touching characterizations of the two featured families and other townspeople who figure in the impending marriage between teenagers Emily Webb and George Gibbs. The now sappy tale, while honest and heartfelt, tells about lives that are no longer real. The piece has become an interesting glimpse into American history, but the story lumbers as it discusses George and Emily's doubts about marriage and making a life commitment. When the play debuted and during the play's time period, 1901 to 1913, this was the American way. It's rare to see Our Town done by such distinguished performers who each craft rich and ingratiating character portraits. Standouts include Jenny Hind's touching Emily and Robert Anthony Peter's emotional George. The play's last act, set in the town's graveyard after Emily died in childbirth, shows George's emotional farewell. Yes, even this hardened critic couldn't keep his eyes dry. The play is manipulative, but these two exemplary performances are really touching. But there are other fine performances, including Dion Johnson's stalwart take on Emily's father and Debbie Rosenthal as Emily's sensible mother. Ben Tyler as George's father, Dr. Gibbs, and Sherry Watts as the boy's mother have believable discussions with their son that help him mature quickly into the young husband he becomes. There are fine performances as crazy Grover's Corners characters like Alan Ruck as the drunken church organist Simon Stimpson, David Vining as the conflicted constable and the all-knowing professor, Maria Amorocho as Mrs. Soames, the town busybody, and Joseph Kramer in two small roles. Keeping the whole play together is Mike Lawler's stage manager who, as the play's narrator, explains town nuances to the audience. Watching over everything is director Pasha Yamatahari, who instills the loving simplicity of the time, the town, and the people in his cast. While there aren't faults in Phoenix Theater's Our Town, it doesn't play as brightly today as it did when it premiered 75 years ago. The staging earns 5 stars out of 5, while the play earns 3 stars out of 5. It continues through May 19th. For KBAQ, I'm Chris Curcio.